Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman, and I'm speaking to you live this morning from Ledger, Connecticut. I want to welcome each and every one of you to our live training call for Impact. It is amazing. The growth we're happening in our company is absurd, and when you think about it, it's summertime. We opened our doors May 24th, then we had Memorial Day weekend, and then we had 4th of July, and it's summer, and we are growing in leaps and bounds. And had a nice talk with Nick Engstrom, my general manager, yesterday, and man, are we smoking hot. I got to tell you. Hey, I just want to take care of a little business first. I'll give you my schedule. I'm going to be in the Massachusetts area all next week. And then I'm following that up on Tuesday the 26th. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah. On the 27th, Boise, Idaho. And on the 28th and 29th, I'm going to be in New York, New York. So start spreading the news. Things are happening. We've got some tools coming out. As you know, the videos that we have with the doctors are incredible. But we've also got, all of you that have been faithful listening to this call now, you hear these incredible testimonials from around the United States. So what Nick Engstrom has done along with Seth, who's the developer really of our website, has put together a 5-minute, now we got about 30 people on there, so obviously not everybody's entire testimonial is going to be on there, but little blurbs. It is going to be so hot, you have no idea. And then we'll have another one that's about 45 minutes long. I mean, that will be more for you guys because those are people's testimonials in their entirety. So that, anyway, the tools are coming. And then also a week and a half ago at our first fly-in, I filmed about 7 short videos, anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes long. And those are mostly about the business and training. And that is coming soon. And those of you on the that have called in on the conference line, if you would please mute your phones because I can't mute you from here. So anyway, we've got some incredible things happening. And I just want to today, you know, I want to start by getting a few people on the line. You know, one of the things that I have found incredible is, I travel all over the United States, and I hear so many testimonials. It is nothing short of amazing to me. And I've asked a few people to get on, and that I've heard some testimonials this week. And I want to start over in North Carolina, because I was just there recently, and Iris was in Wilmington, and she had a wonderful testimonial. I thought I'd love her to share it with the rest of you. So, Iris, if you wouldn't mind, just take a minute or so and kind of share with the folks here this morning what you shared with us the other night.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah,
last
we can hear you.
Last fall, I had a pretty nasty fall on the concrete floor of a garden center. It did quite a bit of damage to my spine. That spurred a sciatica nerve pain all the way down my left leg and foot. The pain was really quite debilitating. I had problems going up and down stairs. At times, my husband had to help me out of bed and out of the chair because the pain was so bad. No treatment seemed to work. The injections in my spine seemed to give some temporary relief. About 2 weeks after taking the Impact, I didn't have as much pain in my leg. And then about a month, I had no pain in my leg. I now have no pain in my hips or back. I now have no pain. The Impact is just giving me an edge to get on with my life. My doctors are really amazed at what's happening.
Well, Iris, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We really appreciate it, and thank you, and just continue to take it every day on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, and as Dr. Joseph, watch what happens. Well, what I want to do now is go across the country over to Indianapolis, and over in Indianapolis, Jackie, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us what you shared with me last week.
Hi. I'm in Franklin, Indiana. I wanted to share that I got a really unusual effect from the edge, and that is amazing to me because I wasn't even trying at all. I like to drink, and I like to drink vodka. I like to drink whipped cream vodka because it's tasty and because it takes the edge off. Well, now I've got the edge, and it's not on me. It's in me, and I just wanted to share that I'm not reaching for a drink every time I get a little perturbed or if I feel a little anxious or whatever. I'm not reaching for a drink, and I just didn't expect that.
Well, I tell you right now, Jackie, your liver is very happy for you.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, not only, and also you're not going to have as much anxiety because that's one of the effects that so many people have on the product. And also, I don't know if you're aware of this, but consuming this product actually is good for your liver. And, of course, drinking less alcohol is even better. So, all right, well, we're proud of you. Way to go. And now I want to
I did it without trying. It was just a natural effect.
That's amazing. Well, hey, I want to go across the country now back to North Carolina. We had a wonderful experience last week, and Renee from North Carolina shared just a beautiful story with us. And Renee, if you wouldn't mind just kind of sharing with the rest of us kind of what you shared with us the other night.
Hey, guys, I am completely out of breath, so I do apologize, but thank God for the impact because I don't know that I could be doing what I'm doing right now if I hadn't have had that. And, yes, it does take the edge off. So my testimony is we're in the middle of moving right now. My husband had a widowmaker massive heart attack about a month ago, and he survived it. He's only 52, but he survived it, and he's a pretty healthy guy, but, you know, it's just a family history thing. So, and the stress that it put us under, because we live in a really big house with a humongous yard, and I knew my husband was not going to be able to help me handle all of this anymore. So I kind of jumped the gun and decided I was going to move to a small apartment, which is what I'm doing today, but it's been extremely stressful. And Becky came to me right around the time all of this happened, and I'm so glad because the product has taken a lot of our physical pain away, so we're able to actually move and do things and lift heavy things. It's taken the edge off of my stress from all of the things that have happened. And my husband, who suffers with really bad shoulder pain to the point that he couldn't lift his arms really, is now sleeping with his arms above his head, which is crazy. I've never seen him do that. But I think he's been hurting for about 20 years and just kind of locked up. And so since he started drinking the product, that has helped him a lot. But in the research and the study that I've done on the product, I'm just sort of blown away at all the things that it really does do that I don't even think people are aware of yet. So excited to see what else will happen with it and share more later.
Well, Renee, thank you. And it was so good to see Jimmy walk in that room the other night, really looking good, really looking strong. You guys are such a great couple. Just really glad that these products are having such wonderful effects on you and everybody else. And, you know, for those of you that are guests listening to this for the first time and you're hearing these testimonials, and next week you'll hear testimonial calls, and you're going to wonder, I mean, is this for real? All I can suggest is you get on this product for 30 days and let your body show you what it's going to do for you, because as Dr. Joe Panera says, it does something different for everyone. Well, on last Saturday's call, one of the things I talked about is really in this business, none of us woke up in the morning, hey, I want to be part of network marketing, and I wonder if there's a company out there that has found a way to get curcumin through the blood-brain barrier and add it, be that. None of us did that, okay? We were recruited. And one of the things I talked about is, you know, if you've got a professional football team, it's okay to recruit professional football players onto that team. And, you know, you, even though somebody may be in another network marketing company making X amount of dollars, one of the things I shared is, you know, how to get somebody. People ask me all the time, Eddie, if somebody's making $10,000 a month in a network marketing company, is it possible to get them? And I said, well, you know, if their check has just gone from $2,000 to $10,000, the answer is no. But if the check is stable, or they see some challenges in their company, or the check is going backwards, then the answer is yes. And Gregory Jansen really took that to heart, because what he did is last week we had our first ever fly-in for Impact. And we got, you know, it's funny how timing is. It just so happens that a couple of real top-notch professional individuals that he's known before happened to be a few hours away. And they literally drove hours to come hear this. And a week later, or 10 days, they made a decision to join us. And it is my privilege for the first time on an Impact call to have James Pruitt with us. So, James, good morning.
Top of the morning, Eddie. How are you this morning?
Doing unbelievable, James. It's such a pleasure to have you here. And so if you wouldn't mind, you know, your career didn't start in network marketing. Before you were in this network marketing industry, what did you do in real life?
Well, before I go into just sharing a quick snapshot about my personal history, I just want to say top of the morning to the entire Impact family. And I want to give a big shout-out, of course, to Gregory Jansen for spreading the good news and sharing this wonderful, wonderful opportunity with me. You know, Eddie, as I look back, and it's been a wonderful journey, one that I'm just so blessed to have experienced. I mean, you know, the conversations here and things, I believe things happen for a reason. You know, prior to being a part of this industry, you know, I have to go all the way back to really when my wife and I first met. See, Dr. Marcia and I, we met and fell in love in high school at the age of 16 and really followed, if you would, Eddie, the traditional path that I think most parents kind of lay out for their children, which is, hey, do really good in school, get great grades, and go on to college and work hard and find your career. We did exactly that. You know, went on to college, got multiple degrees. We both have our doctorate degrees. We immediately jumped into the corporate America workforce, my wife as a CPA, me as a finance director for an investment corporation. And both of us were living a happy, productive life. We had healthy six-figure incomes apiece and really enjoying life. And after 13 years of marriage, we decided to start a family. And believe it or not, after the birth of our two children, that's kind of when everything changed, you know. We began to notice that we didn't have those Kodak moments, you know. You know, when your kids take their first steps and they say their first words, you know. I just didn't get a chance to experience that because, you know, I left super early in the morning, and when I got home late at night, my kids were asleep. And I just knew this is not the way God wants us to raise our family as Christians. So I just began to think, you know, how could we just preserve that family time that we cherish so much. So I began to just start thinking, you know, we're smart people. We can work hard. How can we earn a living but stay home here with our family? Well, thank goodness my daughter's first grade teacher told my wife about a home business, and she said they were doing really good, having a lot of fun, and Marcia came and talked to me. And believe it or not, Eddie, I was a negative, skeptical husband. I didn't want to meet those people or take a look at what she was doing or any of that stuff. But my wife said to me, why don't we just be polite? Why don't we go over there, and since this woman controls the grades of our daughter, why don't we just go over there, be polite, say no? And I said, you know, we could do that. And I went by there. We saw the people, met the people. It all made sense. We got started. Didn't have any idea what we were doing, but we had great coaches, teachers, and mentors. We followed what they said to do. And, you know, by following a simple system that's laid out there before you, really anybody can achieve success. It's kind of like following the yellow brick road. Now, I know that was a long answer, Eddie. I hope I answered your question. But prior to this industry, working at full time for the last 15 years, we were just, believe it or not, corporate America folks, working hard in corporate America and trying to carve out a life for our families and really more so wrapping our family life around our work instead of wrapping our work around our family life. That's been a real difference here, Ed.
And so you got into network marketing, and although you weren't an overnight success, you both became extremely successful, didn't you?
Well, we did, and, you know, like everybody else, I wanted everything to happen within 20 minutes. Can I just be a millionaire in 20 minutes? But it just didn't work that way. I was taught a simple system, do this, follow these simple systems, and, we did that. And, you know, next thing I know, you know, we started receiving checks with commas in them. And the next thing you know, we were, you know, thousandaires and after a few years, we became millionaires. So we achieved a six-figure income monthly. We were able to get there. And it's hard to take a whole lot of credit in this industry, Eddie, because when you're first starting out, somebody's helping you. And once you kind of figure out what you're doing, you're just helping other people. But this is a big people helping people industry. So, yeah, we achieved a lot of success, but that's on the backs of a lot of people that, helped us along the way. And we just believe in servant leadership. So we're committed now to do the exact same thing, which is to help a lot of other people. You know, our checks may come from impact, but I promise you our blessings come from above, Eddie.
That's just beautiful, beautiful. So you get a phone call from Gregory, who you've known in the past, and he's pretty excited about having you guys come take a look. What were your first impressions? What were you thinking initially, James?
It's funny you should ask that question because Gregory and I have kept in touch over the years, and he's just a stand-up guy. And I've got a tremendous amount of respect for him. He was pretty excited when he was telling me about what he had his hands on, and he just asked me, quite frankly, if I would take a look. And just based on the strength of our relationship, I said, certainly, man, I'd be more than happy to take a look. And I took a look, and he just started saying that, you know, there's a special live event that's here, and if there's any way he could ask me to, try to attend. And, you know, I thought, well, it's not too far away, and it is Gregory Jansen. Why don't we go take a look at this and see if we like it? I got to tell you, I came kind of skeptical, if you will. You know, I was thinking about all the elements that had to be in place. You know, so when I got to the live event, I was extremely pleased to meet all the people that I met, you know, namely yourself, but so many other folks, and everybody had a warm attitude, a smiley face, a nice handshake, and I just got a good welcoming spirit. And then when I got a chance to spend some time with the executive team and really get a chance to see inside of Robert Kelly's eyes and speak with Nick and really listen and digest what Dr. Joe was talking about and really take everything in. So I like the people. I got an opportunity to try the product, really liked the product, really liked the executive team. So all the pieces started falling into place. Now my toe started tapping a little bit, you know, and my leg started, you know, to wag or swag a little bit. My tail started wagging. I got a little bit excited about it. And then really seeing you convey the passion of what we had. And then analyzing and knowing the timing is so important. So I begin to think, wow, the people are great. The executive team is rock solid. The product is outstanding. And then they got an opportunity to really look at the compensation plan. And the money is there. So I start thinking about the timing. Here we are at the forefront of something I think is going to be a worldwide revolution with the product that we have here. And I start to imagine the possibilities. What if this really works? And what if this really takes off? Look at the elements that are all here. And it started to become a recipe, if you will, for success that just started making sense. My mouth started to water. I could almost taste it sitting there in that room seeing you go over just the program and the plan. So I got to tell you, my skepticism left. I became excited. And then I started putting the pieces together in my head. It's pretty impressive what we have our hands on here, Eddie.
So let's assume, because obviously, I mean, if you've made seven figures in network marketing, you know, one of the ways you did it obviously was helping other people become successful. And I think that's one of the things people like us love about this industry is as you help people reach their goals, you just get closer to yours. So what kind of advice would you give? Like, I mean, when people get started, you know, that blueprint for success, I mean, is there anything you've done in the past that or you think that you're going to be doing here that you would care to share with us?
Well, you know, Eddie, that's a kind of a loaded question, and I'm really happy to share. Dr. Marcia and myself, what we've done really is we've committed our lives to spiritual, mental, physical, and financial empowerment. We just believe that if you help people get closer to the source of all wealth and all power, if you raise your level of thinking, God doesn't love Oprah any more than he loves you, but what you think about, you bring about. If we really focus on our physical body and improving it every single day, then you can't help but to achieve, I think, financial success. So what we've always done is really focus on the basics. And if you talk to any great sports, athlete, we talk to any great entertainer, any great business person, any great person that's accomplished anything with any sort of significance, they'll tell you it's about the fundamentals and the basics that really propel them in whatever their endeavor is. So, Amy, for me, I always like to focus on the three R's. I think if you keep the three R's right there in your vision and your focus and you latch on those blinders and you just focus on the first R being recruiting. If you just really focus on recruiting, every single successful organization, entity there is, has some sort of effort where they're bringing in the best people they know. So the recruiting has to be there. Also, if you focus on replication, making it simple for folks to do the steps that work without analyzing and going to school and getting a degree in it. So you focus on recruiting, you focus on replication, you focus on retention so that you're growing your people, you'll always do well. So the three R's I think are important, the three P's I think are important, and the three P's mean this to me. The first P is preparation, then practice, and then performance. So if you just keep it simple, focus on the basics, you can't help but win. And we've always incorporated our servant leadership style. We just believe that if you serve others, if you help others, great things happen. And keeping that in place, I've always started, you know, Eddie, with what I call a three-step blueprint. And the three-step blueprint is really pretty simple. It's just, first of all, becoming a product of the product, making sure that you're a walking, talking, breathing example of how this product works. That way you've got a story to tell, some excitement to share, and you can be a blessing and shine your light in other people's lives. Make sure that you're on the proper smart ship. I don't call it an auto ship. An auto ship's what you get just to stay active, but you got to have a proper smart ship. Make sure that you've got enough product to share, to give away, to sample, to sell, to try yourself, to make sure that your new business partners have all they need. So you've got to be on the proper smart ship. Once you do that, the most important thing is start making your list. Make a list, I call it your 25 list. And here's how I do that. Think of the easiest people you think you'd be to share this with. Write down your 10 easiest. Then imagine if they all said yes, who'd be your 10 best? So write down the names of who you think your 10 easiest would be. Write down the names of who you think your 10 best would be. And then write down 5 extra names that if you could just pick them out, you would, and build a list of 25 customers and a list of 25 potential business partners. And if you do that, now you're really getting set for success. So that's the first step, getting set for success, becoming a product of the product, make sure you're on the proper smart ship, make sure that you've got your list to begin with. Then the second step, after you've gotten set, is to make sure that you properly launch your business. This is key. See, I really believe that amateurs start a business, but professionals launch a business. So you make sure that you launch your business. And I always think the greatest thing to do to launch your business is learn what I call the magic question, Eddie. And the reason I call it the magic question is because when I'm sharing and talking with people, I don't want to just spill everything that I know. I want to make sure I'm talking to the right person and now's the right time to talk to them. And the way for me to figure that out, quite frankly, is just to ask a question. So what I like to do is I'll ask people that I know real well, my family and friends, or people that I'm just meeting, let me ask you a question. Be for real. Tell me up front. If you had an extra $500 a week, would it mean something to you? If you had an extra $500 a week, would it mean something to you? And most folks are like, well, sure it would. And I say, hey, maybe I can help you. Maybe I can be a blessing. And then it opens the door for me to share, if you will, the good news about Impact, the good news about the company, the good news about what's getting ready to take place. And then once I've done that, I want to make sure that I'm going to put together three home gatherings, three home presentations, three home parties, three home get-togethers. And this is where I'm inviting people over and I'm letting them experience the product themselves. I'm letting it taste it. I'm sharing the good news about the company. So once you've gotten set for success and then you've properly launched your business, and another component of properly launching your business is I call it the PS3 challenge. Now, the PS3 challenge is really simple. PS3, and I'll talk more about this later, but PS3 means piquing somebody's interest, showing them the program, and they connected them to who your support team leader is with a three-way validation call. So P stands for piquing interest, S stands for showing the program, and 3 stands for three-way call. So I think as you're properly launching your business, you need to take the challenge. Now, you could take the 50-person PS3 challenge or the 100-person PS3 challenge, but if you take the challenge, you're going to experience good results. So now that you've gotten set for success, now that you've properly launched your business, now step 3, you've got to make a real commitment to succeed. I believe that if everybody on this line makes a commitment for 18 to 24 months, that gives you the opportunity to let the magic happen. Make that commitment in your own business. Then I want you to define your why. Why are you doing this? What do you hope to gain? What do you want to achieve? If everything worked the way you'd like it to work, you would do what? You would have what? You would give what? You would live like what? Identify what your why is. See, I think people stop doing things when they forget why they started doing it in the first place. So making a commitment is number one. Making that commitment to succeed is making the commitment that you're going to spend the time and you let the magic happen. You're going to identify your why, and then you're going to stay connected to calls just like these, to the events just like the one that we're still tingling from. So it makes sure that you stay plugged in. If you bought a brand new light bulb and bought a brand new lamp and you screwed in the brand new light bulb into the brand new lamp and you tried to turn it on and figure out why won't this work, my goodness, it's not plugged in. You've got to stay plugged in. And last but certainly not least, Eddie, you've got to make a real commitment to personal development. See, your income is going to grow in accordance to how you grow within. This is so important. See, most people graduate high school and they think they're done. No, I got news for you. To acquire the wealth, to acquire the success, to acquire the lifestyle that you want to lead, you've got to grow into that person. You've got to blossom like a flower. If we stay committed to personal development and growing ourselves, Eddie, I think we've conquered the code. Get set for success, step 1. Properly launch your business, step 2. And make a real commitment to succeed to your own business, Eddie. That's my 3-step formula.
Well, James, I've been sitting here with a smile from ear to ear on my face just listening to you today, because you are just you just laid it out there in such a perfect manner, so easy to understand. And, you know, a thought came to my mind. Now, you talked about events, and, you know, we are doing a fly-in again in that first week of August. I believe it's Wednesday, August 3rd, and I know you're already committed to attend. You're going to have people there. But I was thinking, would you be willing, hypothetically, to maybe come in a day early and go into the office and maybe film some of these trainings, and this way we can get them on the app so that a new person has that track to run on? Would you be open to that?
You know, I'd be more than open to that. I would consider that a real honor. You know, I just believe that if you plant the right seeds, that the right things will grow. And I just believe the mind is like a garden, and whatever you plant there will grow. If you don't plant anything there, weeds grow. Weeds of self-doubt, weeds of wanting to give up, weeds of worry and wonder if this will work. But if you plant the right seeds there, then the right things grow. And so I would consider it an honor to be able to come down and just share with so many other people that taught me that we've succeeded by sharing those secrets with so many other people. You know, I look at the, you know, the harvest principles that we've learned along the way, Eddie. I've looked at the business building laws. There are 3 business building laws that I believe in. And then the 3 recruiting golden rules. I'd be willing to share those nuggets that we've learned along the way in hopes to help somebody, maybe someone listening to this call. The only thing I ask is that once you get it and you got it, and you succeed, that you do the same thing and you pay it forward for other people to succeed as well. So, Eddie, I'd be honored to do that. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, we'd appreciate it. And just for those of you listening, James just got started in the company. He's already, he's followed his own training, because He's already done it by the book and has already enrolled his first person who is in the past earned seven figures in two companies. And so he's already off to the start, and his guy has already got me booked on the phone for six or seven calls today. So, James, I appreciate it. Thank you. And we'll look to get your lovely young wife on the phone one time. Folks, we have got something special. And I want you to understand something. When you can attract a quality professional MLMer, and again, you know my definition of a professional MLMer is a person that's made his living at this before. When you can attract a professional into this company and they see the big picture, I want you to think about that, because the truth of the matter is what we need to become successful is that belief level. And like I said last week, if you knew for a fact that if you spoke to two people a day for 90 days, that by Christmas you'd be retired on six figures a year, would you do it? And the truth of the matter is that's all we need to do. So, folks, I appreciate you guys. I'm looking forward. Next Saturday's call, we're going to have another top notch professional on this call as the learning process continues and we continue to make an impact on people's health and an impact on people's checkbooks and inevitably an impact on people. And if you just follow what James said, it ain't going to be long before we're all together on the beaches of the world. With that, I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And we'll be hearing you all soon. Take care, everybody.
Yeah, we love you, Eddie.